What's this? Harris County Courthouse.
Oh, that must be my copy of the final divorce papers.
Congratulations. I mean, no offense, hon, but getting rid of Brock is like getting rid of a war.
20 years of building a life together, and it all ends with an envelope stuck to a coupon for Popeye's chicken.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. It's not like this came out of left field.
Hey, you don't always have to be the tough gal. Even getting a wart removed is painful. Listen, let me take you to the spa. Nothing helps you forget a cheating sack of dirt like a good mud pad.
I'm fine. I was worried about the kids, but I've been preparing them for this day so long that when I finally told them the divorce was official, they were relieved.
Really?
Yeah. Relieved we didn't have to talk about it anymore. And so am I. This little paper lets me get on with my life, and I'm ready.
Hallelujah! Time to find you a man.
Oh, I'm not ready for that. You just don't rush out the day your divorce is final.
I did. All three times.
I don't know. I never saw myself as one of those desperate divorcees. Going to bars, dressing too young, drooling on every man that walks
hey,
by.
Watch it.
Mom.
Hey.
Dad bought me new shoes.
Pretty.
I got slime.
Speaking of slime, hello, Lorianne.
Well, we were just talking about you and other unsightly blemishes.
So, shoes, slime, feeling guilty, ex-husband.
You got your papers.
Yes, I got my papers. Now, where are my new shoes?
Reba, are you okay?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? What's not to be okay about?
Because now you're truly, truly alone.
Reba, I just want you to know that if you need us, we are here for you. Let's go.
Okay. Now I'm ready to move on.
My roots are planted in the past, though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Okay, we will find you someone. I have 2 megabytes of men. Married, married, dead. Gay, gay, gay.
3 of them are gay?
No, just the one, but he came out in a big way.
What's going on?
I am finding your mother a date.
Ooh, I can help. A lot of old guys hit on me.
Should you be a part of this conversation?
Why can't we talk like 2 mature adults? You know, I'm a married woman now, practically a high school graduate.
So you're okay with me dating?
I want you to be happy. I envy you getting back into the dating world. I miss it.
Okay, here's one. Dermatologist, tall, real hair.
I don't want to date a dermatologist.
Okay. How about Jason Stevens, pilot, looks great in a uniform. It's a chance to join the Mile High Club.
I'm already a member.
Go, Mom!
Okay, you just pick a name and a profession you want.
It's not that easy. I'm out of practice. Do you realize the last time I was on a date before Brock was with Parker Reynolds?
I have him right here.
My Parker Reynolds?
Who's he?
He is the man your mother dumped to marry your father.
Oh, this is the double date story.
Yeah. I was with Parker and your father was with Lorianne.
Must we discuss all our past sins?
Parker was the president of your father's fraternity. He was on the tennis team, the dean's list, and
had a butt like a pair of honeydew melons. He and your mother were the perfect overachiever couple.
Just like me and Van.
I didn't know he'd moved back to Houston.
Oh, yeah, he is a big muckety-muck oil executive. And by muckety-muck, I mean loaded. Give him a call.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not? He sounds great. Why'd you break up with him?
You know, I don't even remember. I just liked your father better for some reason. I also don't remember.
It's ringing!
Lorianne, we were in college. He won't remember me.
Hello? Parker, do you remember Reba?
He does.
You know what Mom's doing? Getting dressed for her date.
I know. She told me. Over and over.
You know what that means? We're getting a new daddy.
We are?
See, when moms get married the second time, all the kids get adopted and everyone has to change their last names.
Nuh-uh.
And you'll have to share your room with the new children.
New children?
You know, the ones that Mom and new dad will love more than us.
Okay, here she comes, one hot mama. Man, what do you think?
About what?
Oh, men don't notice clothes.
Then why did we spend the last 3 hours doing this? All right, kids, bye-bye. Call me on the cell phone if you need me.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Well, isn't he picking you up?
No, I thought I'd meet him at the restaurant.
But if you're gonna be dating, I really think your friend should pick you up at the house so we get to meet them beforehand.
What are you gonna do, cut off my allowance?
And don't stay out too late.
Oh, and Mom, start slow.
Yeah, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, don't get carried away and end up like me.
Would you like to order?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for someone. It's a date. My first date. Oh, I've had a date before. I have 3 children.
Must have been some date.
There she is.
Parker Reynolds. I'd have recognized you anywhere.
You haven't changed one bit.
Oh, I don't believe that, but hey, I'll take it.
Come on, sit down.
Okay. Thanks. Wow, you look great.
New pants. Oh. Hope this place is okay. I remember how much you used to like Italian food.
I still do.
Good. So, what have you been up to for the past 20 years?
Oh, nothing much. Marriage, 3 kids, a divorce. You?
Same, except no marriage or kids. A few serious relationships, but I guess I'm still waiting for that special someone.
Well, I just recently found out I am too.
Are you ready to order?
Sure. The lady will start with a Caesar salad, no anchovies. And then for her entree, she'll have linguine and clams, easy on the cream. And what on earth am I doing? Your tastes have probably changed after all these years.
Nope. I still like the same things I liked back then.
Same for me. Thank you.
You know, I was nervous. I wouldn't know what to say or do tonight, but it's great having a first date with a guy you've already dated.
You should see me on a second date. Oh, wait, you have.
So let me guess. For dessert, we're gonna head on down to the Dairy Queen and split a dilly bar?
Please, we're adults now.
Oh.
We each get our own dilly bar.
Oh, I had a great time tonight, Parker. I hadn't laughed like this since I don't know when.
Well, I'm so glad I decided to come. I almost didn't, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Once bitten, twice shy.
Oh, I didn't bite you. Did I?
You broke my heart 20 years ago. I wasn't sure I wanted to risk that again.
I'm sorry, Parker.
Do you ever wonder what would have happened if we'd stayed together?
Yes, I have.
Me too. More often than I'd like to admit. Oops, I guess I just did admit it.
Why did I ever let you go?
You never gave me a good reason.
For the life of me, I can't remember the reason.
lousy kisser.
So you kissed him and felt absolutely nothing?
It was like kissing your brother, or like kissing you.
I could take offense to that.
Oh, you know what I mean. When those lips touched mine, it all came back in one boring flash. We dated for 5 months in college. I liked him. He was everything I was looking for. But there was just never any sparks.
But with Brock?
Wildfires. Parker is such a great guy. Why can't there be any sparks?
Parker Reynolds. Delete.
Oh, is that a turtleneck you're wearing? Hickey check.
Things didn't go that well with Parker last night.
Lousy lover.
No, kisser. Lousy kisser.
Oh, been there. Oh, sweetie, are those for me?
They're on the front porch. They're for Mrs. H.
So boring being married.
Had a wonderful time counting the hours until we meet again, Parker.
Flowers? Turtleneck? Uh-huh. Someone got some action last night.
There was no action.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Now you'll be able to move on to something a little more hardcore, like a dermatologist.
First, I have to break the heart of the sweetest man in the world. Again.
I know. Just date him for a couple of months. You know, get a few free dinners out of it and then dump him.
You are definitely half your dad.
Hey.
Speaking of.
We're taking Jake and Kara to lunch. She called and asked for more shoes. I think we're making real progress.
I'll go get them.
Reba, what beautiful flowers. Are they from someone special?
I don't believe my flowers are any of your business.
So they're not from a man?
Who says they're not?
You do have a man! Praise Jesus! Thank you for lifting this burden off of me.
You had a date? What's the big rush?
It was with Parker Reynolds.
Who's he?
Reba's lover.
How is old Parker?
Rich. Successful, charming, pretty much a perfect 10. Did I leave anything out, Reba?
Nothing you need to mention right now.
So, you seeing him again?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Well, good for you, Reba.
Good for me?
Yeah. You deserve another 10. Come on, kids, let's go.
She's seeing new dad again.
She is?
It's okay if you don't like him. They'll probably just give you away.
Okay, Cheyenne. What do you wear to dump a guy?
Oh, what you've got on is fine.
Reba! Well, I sure wish you would have let me pick you up. I mean, I want to meet those kids someday.
Parker, Parker, Parker.
I sure had a great time the other night.
I did too. Thank you for the flowers. They were beautiful.
Well, you know what yellow roses stand for.
Texas?
Loyalty. Now that you're a divorced woman, you could have any man you want, but you chose me. You know what that means?
Texas?
Reba, Reba, Reba.
Parker, Parker, Parker.
I am so glad you're back in my life. We fit together like a... like a plug in a socket. Oh, God, I didn't mean that.
That's okay. Oh, you sure do make me laugh. Parker, can we try a little experiment?
Sure.
Make that to go.
To go? Are we leaving?
Parker, I really enjoyed seeing you again, but...
But?
You're a really nice guy, but...
Oh, no. Two butts and a nice guy. This can't be good.
I'm sorry, this is just not going to work out.
You're not going to work out. 5 seconds ago, you couldn't keep your lips off me.
Parker, you don't want to get tied down to me. I'm a mother of three. I'm going to be a grandmother soon.
It's because I'm short, isn't it?
What?
So I'm shorter than you are. I can wear lifts. You can stoop. Or wear heels, damn it, and I'll just work on my self-confidence.
Parker, it doesn't have anything to do with your height.
It doesn't? Then what is it? Tell me.
It's nothing.
It isn't nothing. It's something. Is it my hair?
No.
Because I keep ordering for you?
No.
You did this to me 20 years ago. I have a right to know. Tell me.
All right, it's your kissing.
Ow. I'd rather be short.
Parker, I'm sorry, but there's just not any... sparks.
Sparks? Hey, no fair. You didn't tell me we were going for sparks, and I didn't even have time to warm up. I didn't even get to use my hands.
I felt it. Call me.
When's my new dad moving in?
What are you talking about?
That man you're going to marry after coffee.
Well, first of all, you already have a dad. And second of all, I'm not going to marry anyone for a long time.
So I won't have to change my name to Parker Jr.?
Of course not. Where'd you ever get an idea like... Kira! Hold it. Honey, won't you go on upstairs? I want to talk to your sister.
Thanks, Mom, but I'm all talked out right now.
I'll make you think all talked out. Sit down. Why have you been torturing Jake?
It's my job, and I take it very seriously.
Parker Jr.?
You gotta admit, that's pretty good.
Kara, where's all this coming from? Are you upset about the divorce?
What's to be upset about? We've been hearing about it forever.
Well, you gotta admit, it's a little scary.
Not for me.
You know, I thought I had all this figured out, and then the divorce papers came. I was so afraid of being single again that I tried to go back to somebody I dated 20 years ago.
Do you like him?
Yeah, as a friend. But I can't go back. We all have to go forward, even if it is a little scary. Honey, are you afraid I'm going to marry someone and forget about you kids?
Of course not.
I know the divorce has been hard on you, too.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, honey. You don't always have to be the tough gal. Gee, I wonder where you got that from. You know, you're so smart and mature. Sometimes I forget you're only 12.
12 and a half.
12 and a half.
All right. I've made a list of men I've already kissed, guaranteed to get your mojo working.
I've got mojo?
Hey.
Don't you have rotting teeth to fix?
No, but there's a mouth I'd sure like to work on.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mom. Van and I are going to go out to dinner with Dad and Barbara Jean.
Okay.
I hear he's feeling guilty in buying shoes.
So, how's your new beau?
We've decided to stay friends.
He dumped you already? For your information, Reba dumped him.
You're such a good friend.
Come on, everybody, let's go eat.
No comment from you?
No.
I gotta give you credit, Brock. You've handled my first date very well.
Well, you know, I'm sorry it didn't work out. Parker's a real nice guy.
Wait a minute. Who told you?
You did. 20 years ago when you broke up with him. It was all about the sparks, or should I say, the lack thereof.
I'm sure you're disappointed.
Believe it or not, Reba, I really do hope you find someone that makes you happy. Don't get me wrong, I'll be jealous as hell. But that's my cross to bear.
Brock, we're waiting.
That's your cross calling now.